Siddur Slim Tzur is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, a member of Jersey's father, Robert Siegel, is Reuven Ben Yitzchak HaLevi. We are learning Tachanun, and we last left off in the opening sentence of Tachanun proper, not the two introductory sentences we say, Vayomer David Al Gad and Racham Nachanan, which we learned and studied about why we invoke these two introductory sentences, but the actual Perek of Tehillim that is Tachanun, Kapitel Vav, chapter 6, begins Hashem, begins... Hashem, I'll be abcha sochichena v'abba chamascha siyasreini. David HaMelech implores the Ribbono Shalom, don't punish me v'abcha in your anger, and don't give me yisurin atiyasreini with chamascha, with chema, with your fury. And we last left off, what is the difference between af and chema? The Malbim raises this distinction that David HaMelech is invoking, tochacha, don't give me v'abcha, and Yisurin Tiasreini, don't give me with Chamascha. We spoke about Apcha, Af, anger, the nostrils flare. Chema, the temperature rises. Cham, person gets heated, person gets angry. These are human descriptions. So as Tehillim is David HaMelech here in Tachanun, is this just anthropomorphism? Are we attributing human experience to the Ribbono Shel Olam? So the Baal explains the following. He says, Tochacha ordinarily is about the future. Person gives tochacha because they're rebuking an individual. Don't repeat your misdeeds. Don't revisit. Don't do again what you did wrong. So David HaMelech is telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, give me tochacha. Rebuke me, inspire me, motivate me, set me on the right course in the right direction. Help me understand what I did wrong and help me never repeat it again. But help me not be apcha. Let the help come like a loving father who's guiding, not through anger. Not that the Ribbono Shel Olam is capable of anger, but we could experience something through the harshness of anger. So that's tochacha. Tochacha is rebuke for the future, and David says, don't do it, Malbin's describing, biapcha with af, with anger. Tiasreini means yisurin. Yisurin are sometimes a person suffers. And yisurin is yisurin shel ava. Sometimes Hashem visits challenges what feels like suffering for a person. We don't know where or why. Sometimes it can be, not because of anything done wrong, somehow in his divine calculation out of love. But Yisurin also can be a reflection of the past, that a person made a mistake, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to teach accountability. Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches consequences. And the Yisurin, the suffering, the consequences are not about the future and setting us on the right path. They're about the past and the consequence of where we went wrong. So here too, the Malbim says, David HaMelech is saying that when it comes to the past and holding me accountable, let it not be through suffering of Yisurin. Let me not experience that through a feeling of Chema, Bechamascha. Let it not be from a place of severity, from a place of a heated anger in you, but let all of your interactions with me be like a father. Pasuk says in Dvarim, Kasher Yaser Ishes Beno, Hashem Elokecha Miyaserka, like a father, Miyaser, father sets a child on the right path. So David says, interact with me, let me feel your love and affection, let me feel your guidance and support, even teaching me consequences, but from the experience, the perspective of a child whose father, whose parent loves him. What are we talking about again? Just to remind you, the Mefarshim that we showed him already on this Kapitel Tehillim explain, some suggest David HaMelech has suffered, he's fallen from physical illness and infirmity. Others say he's being pursued by his enemies, by those who are trying to kill him. Others say it's prophetic, and David HaMelech is describing the experience of navigating the Golus, the exile. They all have in common is a feeling of loneliness, or Chalila being a victim of randomness, of why is this happening? Is there a reason, meaning, or a purpose? And that's what David HaMelech is imploring Hashem. So he continues, Chaneini Hashem ki umlal ani, Rifaini Hashem ki nivalu atzamai. He says, favor me, Hashem, I'm broken, and heal me, because my limbs are nivhala, behala. What's behala? Nafshi nivhala, niki nafalu atzamai. What's nivhalu? Behala? Confused. I see here the Quran translates it as dismayed. My limbs are dismayed, which I have no idea what that even means. My limbs are dismayed. What doctor do you see for that? I don't know what that even means, dismayed. Behala just reflects a sort of confusing or complicated this is. So the Sefer Aras HaTfila says, it's not only, sorry, Chanini Hashem ki ulnol ani, al tosif lacharis apcha bika ani chalosh kovach aydecholi, you don't need to visit and revisit more on me because I'm already suffering, I'm weakened, my condition. Only all that's left is Rafaini Hashem, heal me. Heal me from what? So here the Haris HaTfila says, me'amako she'avru alai achri ma'isa ba'sheva, she'chol acholi kvar va'orach kemavur b'chazal. Of course, we're not allowed to say David HaMelech made a mistake. Anyone who says David, who was chote, einu ala toa, David says about himself, chatasi, and Chazal say, as a result of the ma'isa ba'sheva, the miscalculation, he suffered choli, illness, infirmity, and that's what he's saying, Rafaini Hashem heal me, ki nifalu atzamai, Higia hacholi ad ha'atzamas. That's the commentators explain. Ki nifalu atzamai means even my bones, the illness, the infirmity, the pain, the suffering goes all the way to my core, to my skeleton, to my bones. That's how deep it runs. That's how much I feel it. That's what I'm experiencing of it. The question, of course, begs itself. We'll get to in the next couple of evenings. We all say tachanun. Why are we saying tachanun if mirtz Hashem we're healthy? If we don't identify with David Melech's describing, why are we obligated in Tachanun? We're not being pursued by anyone who wants to kill us, which if you're a Jew alive today, I'm not sure that's anybody, unfortunately, tragically. But a person who's feeling health and well, bli'ai and hara. So why are we descri'ini, nifalu atzamai, umlal ani, all these descriptions, in what way do they reflect us? But I'll end by telling you that it seems David Melech learned from Moshe Rabbeinu that the way to avoid the af and chema, the way to avoid that anger and that feverish revenge is by nefila, tachanun. And where do you see this? Because, and Tur quotes this, we learn it from V'esnapel ofnei Hashem kirishono, arboim yom v'arboim laila, lechem lo achalti, mayim lo shasisi, akoch atasechem asher chatosem. That Moshe Rabbeinu himself invoked V'esnapel, nefila, tachanun. When I fall before you, surrender in front of you, the best way to avoid Hashem's anger. Why does someone get angry? Because they say, you don't hear me. You're not acknowledging me. You're not responsive to me. So you have to get louder and you have to do more. But if the person says, I submit, I surrender, I hear, I acknowledge, I apologize, I'm accountable, then it's unnecessary to express any af or chema to them. So David HaMelech learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, the best way to avoid the apcha sochecheni, b'chamas chasiyas reini, is through this tachanun, is through this nefila. We'll continue with the psukim in the coming minutes.